Say again, Charlie. We're copying you, but you're weak. Okay, John, you sound good, but again, you're weak also.
Okay, I'm hollering as loud as I can in my microphone, so right in my mouth.
All right, I can hear it bouncing against your tonsils.
Clear, Houston. I can hear it bouncing against your tonsils. Okay. We're going to AR now.
Okay, just like before.
Okay, just like before. Three, Charlie. Hey, Houston, you're coming in beautifully, Tony. 5-5.
Very good. Actually, your comm is better now than for both of you than it was when it was on the limb.
Okay, great. Okay, Houston, my...
O2 quantities 100%.
So is mine, about 99.
Okay, we copy that. This is Apollo Control. The crew continuing with their communications checks. At the present time, they are using the communication system in their portable life support system, the backpack, and it's being relayed to us from the backpack through the LEM communication system. And our estimate now on the beginning of the first EVA is that they could make it about 15 minutes early if they continue at the pace they're going right now. That would put them out of the lunar module at about 119 hours, 5 minutes.
Okay, no, we don't expect it until you get on the LeCrew.
Okay, fine.
The crew at the present time is they're getting into their oxygen purge systems, the backup oxygen supply that they carry on top of their backpack. Following that, they'll be putting on helmets and gloves and getting set to begin depressurizing the cabin after a series of checks there. A few moments ago, Charlie Duke asked about television. We passed the word up that we did not expect television until they get the Lunar Communications Relay Unit in operation.
Water, we're drawing it too.
Yeah, just a little.
is that?
Yes, there.
Couch.
Okay. Yesterday, yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's a piece of...